Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. And we're in a great mood today. I got a couple of stuff that actually got a friend of ours text me earlier today and said, you know what, you were right on some information. And he sent us information on what the Supreme Court is about to do. And because he got confirmation on his own right, and that that the Supreme Court has taken up steal on the 2020 election and will be overturning that election, giving it to Trump. Trump has been talking about it since April 1st, when the April 1st, April Fool's Day type speech that he had back a couple months ago, when he had a speech about April 1st. And that the steal and everything in the Supreme Court will do it. And he announced at that time he'll get sworn in on the 2nd of April. Supreme Court just confirmed that about a week ago. We've been saying it for about 4 or 5 months that they are going to retake it. We do another look at it and overturn the election. The evidence is there. And now even a friend has sent me a text and confirming everything, saying you're right. So there's that, and another thing that Scarlett has been on the forefront, and with the Wuhan factory, and they admitted that the leak did come from there. Guess who owns it? The Wuhan factory in China. Obama, Fauci, the Biden crime syndicate. They're the ones that's response, and of course CCP, which is the Chinese Communist Party. So they're all cahoots together in this biotech attack in this country and around the world. They're responsible. They got blood in their hands, and they're going to go down for it. Now, this show is going to be talking about the truth wins. I just gave you two examples of it. And and time for healing. Well, as you know, we've been exposing a fraud, a criminal act, and others involved in it. And it's been doing it for a couple of years now, including his disguised psychiatrist called him Master 2.0. We took it up and used him as the nickname. And it came from his own psychologist going back. Oh, by the way, it wasn't a HIPAA violation. He did that in the public, so that wasn't, there was no HIPAA violation there. And we finally got it to the point where he this narcissist. Psychotic individual, person that likes to take control, use people's weaknesses to control others, like especially women. He's now in what they call, I would call it an institution, but he's really in I can't think of the word right now off the hand, but the bottom line is he is in a hospital-type setting. A nursing home type setting, 24-hour watch, but they gave him, they allowed him to keep his cell phone, and that is a no-no because he now used his cell phone to continue to communicate with his disciples and control them, and also he is doxing individuals, which is a felony. So once you start doxing individuals using that, his cell phone, various law enforcement agencies and along with DCF called the nursing home and told them that they, if they don't take that phone away, they will be in serious trouble, legal trouble, including lawsuits and criminal action. And I don't think the nursing home wants to pay millions of dollars of fines and civil suits. And they'll get shut down because of one guy's cell phone. So they did that. Plus, I believe the feds and other law enforcement agencies got court ordered to grab that phone. And so, and they also are using social. I think they got a court order or a warrant to take his social media networks down. So we'll see in the next 24 to 48 hours if that's going to happen. But the bottom line is he is cornered. He's a clinic case rat. He is a narcissistic, psychotic individual. And he right now, he's been calling and trying to detain us and others to try and come. And, oh, I feel the pain. I want my sympathy. I want this. I don't want that. And most of them have been warned by the Los Angeles district attorney and others that he's just a stalker. So. And so that's another thing going on. So, but you know what? He's in a nursing home. They say he's minutes away from dying. If that is true, most people don't believe that. They think he's still faking a lot of his illnesses. We'll never know for sure. But when he is totally gone, one way he's in the prison cell, or 6 feet under, whatever comes first, basically, whatever it is, as soon as he's totally gone, that's when the healing starts. And, you know, I feel sorry for his wife, but I don't, because she should have walked away from him a long time ago when he started calling other people his wives and lambasting and loving other women and treating them better than he treats his wife, you know. Most women tend not to do that. They tend to walk on that. But he got his wife so brain damaged because of all the things he's done that she probably doesn't even understand that she's being spit on by this guy. And it is. And it's very disrespectful to his wife. But then again, when 6 months to a year after he's gone, she will understand the damage that she's done, and she'll meet somebody somewhere. Hopefully they'll take away. Hopefully she will sell the house. Most likely, what we would like to see done is to for her to go as soon as he's done to go into Texas or some other place, live a different life. My suggestion is to give the house away to Habitat for Humanity, let them fix it up, and let them give it to a family of children, a family of kids, two or three kids, and go from there. I would like to see everything in that house given to charity such as St. Jude or the Shriners, or even the Make-A-Wish Foundation or other type of charities, and there'll be a tax write-off, but at the same time, it'll be some good. Dedicate that to saving lives. Dedicate that to humanity, and move it on. And then this way, everything that's there will be gone. She will live in another state, get her therapy, and get deprogrammed, and start me. She's gonna meet somebody somewhere down the line, 6 months, a year, maybe a little longer, and that'll sweep off his feet, and the current day situation would be just a distant memory. Now, as for the other woman that he basically raped of her dignity and survival for 30 plus years, she's now a single mom. And she makes some stupid mistakes like sending this narcissist a picture of her kid, but no, I'm sure DCF is talking to her now and others doing that, because that's not good, because he's going to use that as a means to control her until he is gone. So that narcissist has no character, no clue. He's doing it to movie stars and entertainers. Why not to a single mom? She'll get therapy. She's being deprogrammed as we speak. She's going to end up having a life. She's got the potential. This is a woman that has the skill set to become a doctor. This is a person that has the ability, the intelligence, and the heart to do other things. She went to FCC, that's Father Career College. She passed it, flying college. She became X-ray tech. She was great at that. For about 2 years, she actually was a woman who's dressed up the part, was working, away from drugs, away from alcohol, and everything. But thanks to this narcissist, thanks to a drug-dealing, murdering bitch, and her abusive father, it got brought back in. So when all that stuff, when those people are all gone, and they will be shortly, then she'll have the environment change to have the ability to concentrate on being a mom and become a successful mom and follow her passions and dreams, because she can do it all. But anyway, let me get to Scarlett before I bring on any caller. Scarlett, how you doing, Scarlett?
I am good. See, I was right 2 years ago, right when that happened. I said it was Wuhan, and Wuhan was where the lab was, and the Wuhan was the testing ground, and they did. They tested it on their own people.
You were 100% right.
Bring it here, because you didn't close the borders, we didn't shut it down, and they were traveling and spreading it all over the world. And I was right.
You're 100% right.
Right on target. And they should be held accountable.
Yeah. One thing I have to say before we continue with this is this. By the way, what was happening and stuff, HIPAA does not protect criminal activities, by the way, people. It doesn't. And once you start doxing people, that violates federal and state laws. And that there is no HIPAA protection. There is no HIPAA protection on that. Criminals like to hide under HIPAA, but it doesn't work in every case. Don't believe me, ask your lawyer. All right, it's called stalking.
That's a felony. Cyber stalking.
And that's a felony.
And Governor DeSantis just made that law. So.
Anyway, we got Trump going to be back in the White House by April 2nd based on Supreme Court.
I'm waiting for Don and Kamala and all the rest of the hoodlums.
Yeah. And you got all that crazy stuff. Oh, by the way, the drug dealer, Nikki Fried, she's now the head of the Democratic Party in Florida.
Yeah.
This is a woman that supports killing babies. Yeah. Yeah. But she couldn't even beat Charlie Crist. This is a loser to a loser. She couldn't even beat Charlie Crist, who lost by 20 points.
You know what? Don't
Phoenix.
Underestimate this woman. She is evil.
Yeah, I know she's evil. Anyone that supports killing babies, anyone that that wants to kill increase
drug
addiction is evil.
We need to shut it down. Governor DeSantis needs to do something with the war about medical marijuana and stop it. Totally stop
it. He's working on that. We got a supermajority in the state legislature, state house and senate.
Yeah.
We are working to do that. We're putting a lot of people doing that.
Marijuana, I'm going to say something. Back in the 70s, marijuana was just natural. It wasn't chemically treated, chemically grown, or anything with chemicals. They just put seeds in the ground, and they grew, and it grew into a tree, whatever, a bush, okay? And it was naturally picked, naturally bagged, naturally sold. Today, it's very much different. It's chemically grown, chemically treated. It's not good. It's not safe. Okay? It's a very dangerous environment. And I don't know what Nikki Fried's boyfriend is doing in his marijuana fields. How is he treating it? How is he doing it? You know?
Don't forget.
Don't forget it has
arsenic and other stuff in there. It's deadly to begin with. And
it's
people, remember that kid? There's a little kid that just died from an overdose of gummy bears full of marijuana.
I think all of that needs to be taken off the market. There was nothing wrong with illegal drug dealing. I'm sorry. I don't have a problem with it. It kept the float of money in it. I'm not pro-drug. But I'm certainly not into this chemical shit and treated and sliced and diced and whatever they do to it.
Okay.
It's dangerous.
Now,
and now we got fentanyl. And I'll tell you something else. That Wuhan lab, I believe fentanyl is being made in that lab.
Well, we have a call. I'm going to bring him in. Mark is on. Okay?
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, Mark. Bless
you,
Mark.
How you doing? Yeah, sorry about that. I just got back from a beautiful trip, guys. I put 4,000 miles on a car in 3 days. How about that? I took a beautiful trip.
Where'd you go?
And what I have learned, what you guys are talking about, is exactly, you're hitting the point exactly. What a great show you guys have today. Really great show. Jam-packed. I love it. And there's one thing you guys need to know about. The press secretary at the White House, she's leaving, by the way.
Yes.
She's leaving. She's going to resign on the 3rd of March, by the way. You hear about that?
No,
that's
government
breaking. That's because she gave it away when she said that Obama is the real president.
Obama's running the country. We know.
Yeah. Biden is the best thing that can happen to this country. That's what she said. Biden is the best thing that can happen.
Okay.
Yeah, she also mentioned the word President Obama. President Obama is one of the best things that happened today. But she basically admitted that who is controlling the country, that Biden is a puppet.
Who did she take?
Right.
Her cues from, she takes it from President Obama.
Yeah.
That was
so
it.
Anyway, I got to tell you something. This beautiful trip that I took, you know, down to from Oregon, Northern California, Southern California, to Washington, Eastern Washington, Eastern Oregon. I learned that remember global warming? Okay, have global warming idea. Al Gore with his broken hockey stick uses his broken hockey stick to measure the precipitation of how much rainfall or snowfall is taking place by his broken hockey stick, folks. Okay, and so his broken hockey stick needs to go back to the repair shop again because it's broken, guys. I mean, it's destroyed. He has destroyed this broken hockey stick because the snow. I mean, I was in 5 feet, 10 feet, 15 feet, 50 feet of snow. I was driving in. I was driving in 50-foot drifts, guys, and I loved it.
Oh yeah, they got 72 inches.
6 feet
of
in the Los Angeles suburbs had 6 feet. Yeah. I don't know what they got exactly. Yeah.
I was having a ball, guys, because I love driving that stuff. I love driving it. I don't have a problem. I asked these SUV guys, these Tundras, Forerunners, Chevy Tahoes, or the Chevy Equinox, I asked them, how many brakes do you have? How many brakes do you have? He goes, four. See, it doesn't matter if you got two or four wheel drive, doesn't it? It all breaks the same, doesn't it? He goes, they were pissed because I was driving. These guys from Arab cannot drive at all. It was hilarious. These guys from these foreign countries cannot drive at all in the snow. It's hilarious. It's funny. It's just great. I had so much fun.
Cool. You need chains on your tires to drive in that stuff.
I did have chains in the tires. I had no problem.
That's because you're able to drive.
Yeah, well,
you gotta miss all that
when you come down to Tampa area because we don't get snow.
I know you guys don't get snow down there, but you know what? It doesn't matter. I love the snow. I love winter. I just love it all. This past winter was the best winter we ever had in a long, long time because we had the best snowfall, and it was God's blanket of white. He covered everything in white this year. I mean, it was so beautiful to drive in it. I loved it. I just loved it the whole entire time. 3 days and 4,000 miles later, I loved it, guys. I just loved it a lot. You have no idea. So, yeah, it was great. It was wonderful. And I came back more refreshed, more energized than I ever had in a long, long time. So, I mean, you guys got a great jammed up show today. I loved it. And here we are talking about exposing the Biden administration. And we got, I came home last night. The first thing I go on is social media or the Wall Street Journal. And sure enough, the press secretary is going to resign on March 3rd. So that's on Friday.
Yeah.
So that's incredible.
Good.
So
No, the first press secretary they had was a hell of a lot better than that. At least he goes, I'll circle back.
Circle back, Psaki. Yeah, I know. Circle back.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, that
circle
was
back.
Better because
exactly.
she actually had a brain. In a way, she knew how to maneuver a little bit.
Well, we got
mop head right now.
That's what I call her mop head.
Yeah, but the thing
you ever watch Fox News? That girl on Fox News, the liberal left, she's interesting. What was her name? Yeah, they should give it to her.
They might.
Oh yeah. How about Jessica Taft? Jessica Taft.
Let her have it. That's
Chicago. How about Geraldo? That'd be even better, too. Geraldo. I'll put right in there.
Geraldo is there.
Geraldo. That'd be funny. That'd be hilarious. The guy can't answer questions anyway.
You know, I posted the other day, I posted a podcast. A poll that came out, I forgot who did the poll, that DeSantis had a big lead in one of his polls. And that podcast, all the Trump supporters came out and went after me on that. And then the next day we had the other polls that came out. I posted that Trump is expanding lead. But the thing is, the thing is, the thing is that you could actually get people to, if you follow a certain title, you get people to go from either way or another. And it's interesting, though. But it actually expands you.
It's goofy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what they're doing, Paul Ryan said that if Trump gets nominated, he's not going to vote.
No, he
can. Wait a minute. I'm going to back up the voting truck here. Paul Ryan says if Donald Trump wants to start his campaign, he's not going to vote. He's not going to vote at all. Is that correct?
Yeah. If Donald Trump gets nominated, he's not going to support. And this is the mindset of the Trump, because Paul Ryan is Trump.
That's fine. You know what? Paul Ryan will vote for Mittens, though. He'll vote for Mitt Romney because that's his boy.
Mitt Romney, you think Mitt's going to run?
No, I don't know.
Mittens is going to run. I can tell you why he's going to run. He's going to build up the Rhino base up. That's what he's going to try to do. Build up the Rhino base of the Republican Party. Good luck with that.
His wife has MS. She is not healthy enough for him to run.
Right. I know that, but he's going to build the Rhino base of the Republican Party. It's exactly
the
liberal Republican base of the Republican Party.
You cannot run a presidential campaign without your partner.
That's true.
Or family. Because this country is family oriented.
Yes, it is.
Okay? They don't want a single asshole. They want somebody who's got family and children and a wife and love. And that type of, and God. More people are looking to God now than anywhere else. Okay?
Yep.
And they're fearing God. I believe that there's a major change in this country on it.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay?
There's a major change with God because God is coming with the revival that started Kentucky. So that's a big thing.
There are a lot of revivals going on.
It's pretty cool. I mean, this snow season. I mean, we got more snowfall in the West Coast now than ever before. Our reservoirs are full now. I mean, we're not going to have any drought at all this year. And they're still trying to blame it on global warming. I said, what about global cooling?
God did it. God did this.
Okay.
God loves the people, and he's protecting the people.
Years ago was global cooling. Then they changed to global warming. Then when they got their work, they said climate change. And it doesn't matter. It's all political.
You know what? If Congress does their job and gets rid of the bubbleheads, put them where they need to be.
Whatever that is,
we would have a different force in this country. Okay, we'd have a different mindset because we need people to be really great role models to set examples. Because our children are buffering around. We're failing our children. We are. Because they're getting screwed on, bucked on, mind bullshit, indoctrinated, and hurt. If we don't get rid of the black, they're going to be black in the head. They're going to be shit in the head. They're going to have no life. They're going to have no dreams, no imagination. They're going to be unhappy. And they are unhappy. Shit, when I was their age, I was happy-go-lucky. I was out. I was with friends. I had fun. It was a good time. And I wasn't on a cell phone. I was out hanging around with my friends and doing whatever. I was at the schoolyard playing stickball or handball or basketball. Or everybody got together and we played touch tag football. Okay? or hide and seek, or kick the bucket, or we went to the beach and shot around a frisbee, or had a barbecue, or did whatever, and went to concerts, okay?
Yeah.
And it was fun. Today, these kids are just not on the road to righteousness. They really are.
Mm-hmm.
We need to step up and set an example. And the first one is in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping and praying that the Supreme Court does their job, because they didn't do it the first time. They were pussies. And now,
they revisit it, they already notified. That's why Trump made his April Fool's joke speech, and then he said they'll be sworn in by the 2nd of April. So he knew, they notified him back then that they're going to overturn the election. The people are in place, the Secret Service and other law enforcement agents, to take these treasonous people down.
And he should be down here. And she'd be down here at Mar-a-Lago as the base.
Until they clean out that White House, they got
underground. I mean, there's shit in that house. Yeah. Okay, and you know what? I don't trust it.
And now, don't forget, they gave the $41,000 of videos from J6 that Tucker Carlson has and others are now having, that shows up now, and the emails to the Twitter dump.
That proves
Nancy Pelosi, Obama, and others staged the whole J6 thing. And a lot of people, including Swalwell and all the J6 people in the committee, all looking at treason charges and going to prison for a long time.
The cops shot
Ashley Babbitt.
We got that swamp. I mean, that swamp is so it's a mucky, big-ass swamp now we have in D.C. now, guys. We got to drain that damn swamp out, because you got too many swamp monsters in it right now. I mean, it's manifesto with swamps. It really is. We got swamp monsters. They got manifesto swamp monsters in that swamp, by the way. It's huge. It's deep. It's big and it's mucky and it's filled with algae. And it's just bacteria with algae, guys. We got
to
get rid of that swamp. Drain it out.
I agree
with you. And cut the money. And stop taking money from lobbyists. Really?
That's why we need to drain that swamp. We got too many swamp monsters in
that
damn swamp.
They don't trust. I work for a number of agencies, and when I talk to these people, they don't trust anything that goes on in D.C. Most of the time,
instead of
giving to the RNC, they're
going
to give it directly to the candidate.
Look what's going on with Pfizer. They're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Okay. They're doing chemicals in there that are so bad for people and screwing them up. And putting it on the market and hurting people. And those derailments were set. Somebody's doing. There ain't no way that all these trains just happen to derail. Okay, it's not that bad. Okay, there are tunnels all over the world that are in worse shape than what we have here, and they're standing and they don't have any problems. Why are we having problems?
Mm-hmm.
So, we need to investigate. And Ohio, what's going on with that with the water? It's coming down the Mississippi River to Texas, to Houston. It's going to go to the Gulf. It's going to spread the Gulf. It's going to go to Mexico and all the other states and hit Florida. It is.
Yeah.
We got to do something. This is a danger.
Yeah. We are.
Okay, because then you can't use the natural water. You're just going to have to use, I don't even know what you're going to do. I don't even know how they make bottled water.
You know what? Desalinization. That's the best word that I can describe healthy water. Desalinization, guys. That's what we need to have.
Which
are they going to clean the water? What are they going to put in it? More chemical to eat up the other chemicals?
No. It's filter. That's filter water, guys. It's just filter water. It's like imagine having an air purifier.
We're hurting. They're being hurt.
Yeah. Well, it's like an air purifier. So.
That's pretty much what they're going to do.
We're going to have to do that. Desalinization. We're going to filter it out. Put the through a filter where no combinations at all. It's going to be natural. You have to do that. So, and that's what they having some place in California, in the West Coast, in Oregon, in Washington. We have filtered water. It's great because it's really healthy for you guys. It's extremely healthy. There's no question about it. It is healthy. All right? It is. It's 100% natural. I mean, it is. I'm not kidding you. I have a refrigerator, and I have a filter on there, and it's completely natural. All this is air. It is air filtered to the water. That's all it is. It's air filtered to the water, and it gets and it's a five-step process for my refrigerator to get the fresh water into the glass.
It's in your dish. It's dishwashers and your laundry, your clothing, and taking a shower. Okay, So this is all affected from this.
Yeah, I hear you. We got to filter that. Yes. Sure there's shower filters you can get too. I'm sure you can get. So I mean. Yeah, it costs you money, but do you want to be healthy? How healthy do you want to be? That's a good question. It's up to individual choice. For me, I got a refrigerator with a filter on. I'm really happy with it. I have a shower with a filter on it. I'm happy with that. My dishwasher does not have a filter. I'm fine with that because it's KitchenAid. And it has its own. It has a sanitary dry clean on there. So does my dryer. So does my washer. They both have sanitary features on. All my appliances have sanitary features on it. So you can get appliances with sanitary features. You don't have to have filters on a dishwasher or a washing machine. But yeah, you need a shower head. If you wanted to have a nice clean shower, you get yourself a filter on a shower head. I actually done that. I'm not telling you to do that. It's my own personal choice because having a filtered water on a shower head. I'm telling you, it's like you're bathing in a nice clean stream. That's what it is. I mean, it's like a waterfall coming down on you. That's what feels like, guys. It's like a waterfall coming down on you. It's cleaning. It's so clean. It feels great. It feels great on the skin. It's amazing. It really is amazing. You guys, if you guys haven't had a filter shower head yet, you guys got to try it. I'm telling you, it feels like you're in a waterfall. It really does. A tropical waterfall. It feels like a tropical waterfall.
The governor of Ohio needs to issue this stuff to go in every home and fix this shit so the people will not get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Trump went to East Palestine, Ohio. Then a day or two later, Buttigieg did, but Buttigieg didn't do anything. Trump actually bought supplies. He bought supplies and everything.
He did a lot of stuff over there. He was out there delivering hand delivering waters and goods out to the people who need he really really need it. And what did Pete photo up Buttigieg? What did he do? He talked about defending the transportation. That's what he did. He didn't care about the people. He was talking about transportation.
And the crime syndicate Biden did not even show up when asked why he hasn't showed up yet the other day. He attacked the reporter for asking that question.
Well, I know he did.
The railroad.
The railroad. I mean,
they
got warning.
They
got warning. The accident board demanded that.
They take big money.
Yeah, the railroad is responsible, but the company's in there, and they had another, and they just had another derailment, same company, not that far away from each other, but Dow Chemicals went
Detroit,
there.
Detroit, Michigan. Yeah, I heard about that. Not as big, but still, it had 200,000 gallons of gasoline. You know, that's what it had on there. I mean, 200,000 gallons of gasoline. I mean, it was not rocket fuel or anything like that. It was just gasoline and oil.
What this did, it proves that the pipelines are a lot safer than trucking and railroads.
Yeah, absolutely. I knew that for years. I mean, look at what's going on up in Alaska. How many problems have you heard in Alaska when they actually
None.
Had a pipeline in Alaska? How many problems
None.
Have you heard about that?
None.
It's in the 40 years. 40
None.
Years. Not 40
None.
Years. 40 years. Almost 50 years now. Almost 50. It's almost the pipeline is almost 50 years old, and look at that. The elk love it because it keeps himself warm during a cold winter. I mean, it's safe.
Yeah.
It's safe,
right.
Guys. And
you know
they have shark absorbers on the – they got freaking shark absorbers on each pipeline that they actually put on there. Shark absorbers. So when an earthquake does happen, it just moves around. It doesn't
you
break.
Know why
it just
happening?
Moves around.
These
it moves with the earth.
These derailments are happening to keep the true story off the front page.
Which
absolutely.
Is Biden's corruption.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely right. Yes, you got it.
It's a distraction. It's a deflection.
Yes.
It's the money laundering. It's to keep
it's
the money laundering.
Yes.
To keep the money laundering
yes.
scheme from Biden to Ukraine
mm-hmm.
back to DNC
and
the corruption there, the Burisma and all the other stuff.
Yep.
Yep. And the RNC.
Dude, that was a great program.
Yeah.
I'm watching Fox fake news right now. Man, this is better watching Fox fake news. This is so much fun. This is great.
I don't want
to. No,
I want to
tell you.
If you got to watch,
I touch around with Newsmax every so often, and then
yeah.
I go to social media. But Fox, very rare, unless something really good is going on, other than that, really not good. Fox is
they're
promoting
not,
DeSantis.
They're not journalists. They are commentators. Okay?
Yeah, that's exactly
and I don't
right.
really...
Yeah.
I'm not into it.
Nope. See, and also,
okay, I don't want to hear this shit. There are no Edward R. Murrows. There are no Walter Cronkites.
Nope.
Okay? I mean, even David Susskind or all of them back in the day were back.
They were.
Martell Neville, too.
Yeah, how about Russet on Meet the Press, the original Meet the Press, Tim Russet?
Well, you're thinking of, I know you're talking about, who is that guy?
Tim
Russet. You're talking about...
the one with the glasses.
He was great. Now it's all bull crap. If you go back to Walt,
Meet the Press. Meet the Press
yeah.
is great.
Yeah, back
okay.
then.
Meet the Deep
yeah.
Press. That's what it's
the original, the original Face the Nation was good
exactly.
one time. But yeah, you know, the Sunday morning is a McLaughlin group. If you want to go all the way there. All those years ago, the 60s, 70s, 80s, those were good. And then things turned too far to the left, and now it's the end of that.
Yeah. They lost. George stepped on us.
You know, and that guy steps on everybody. He steps on everybody's toes right now.
Bill Clinton.
He loved Slick Willie. And Hillary and Billy Clinton too as well. That was his baby. I mean, Bill Clinton.
James Carville. You talk about that, James Carville.
One of Hillary's people, I don't know who it is, I forgot his name. He committed suicide.
Yeah.
He shot himself.
That's right.
There was another one. Yeah, Hillary has more people dying around her than the mob itself, in a lot of ways.
But somebody wrote, how many people have died from the Clinton?
I think it was over 50.
I'm going to say at least 14, maybe 20.
I think more than that. But
her attorney was killed and laid out on the lawn.
Yeah.
That's
the Rose Law. For the Rose Law Firm and all that stuff and the real estate fiasco.
You know, when you get too close and you're sniffing around, your life is worth nada.
Don't forget, you gotta remember that the Clintons were famous for the when they were governor of Arkansas, they were famous for the drug travel, the cocaine. At the Little Rock Airport, and American made the movie.
Right, with the drug cartels.
Made the whole story on that.
The drug cartels. Yes, they did. They became good buddies with the drug cartels, and they became good friends with China, with Biden. Yes, they did. Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
With the Obama regime, the Biden and the Obama regime.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what came out of it. So
that goes back to the Wuhan situation. They owned Wuhan, Fauci, Obama, Biden, and all they else owned.
It wouldn't surprise me if Hillary and Bill are making money off that crypto shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see with that. That's still pending. The FTX. That FTX stuff is still pending. There's more and more information coming out in their investigation every day.
But they want to keep it off the front page.
Newsmax
runs with the story. I don't think they're bald enough to stand up and be counted.
Newsmax has been pretty good on that stuff, but there's a lot of stuff going on with the fentanyl and all that. But the bottom line is...
They're a bunch of wuss shit. All they give
you
is ratings. That's so fucking
funny. This show's great.
Anyway.
Okay.
This show's awesome, guys. You guys did a great job.
I want to give you some good news. We have a friend that special needs, and she nobody thought she was going to be alive today. She's a Make-A-Wish girl. She's now 31 years old. She runs different things. She came in third, not this past week, the week before, in the marathon. It was in the Fort Lauderdale A1A marathon.
Right,
Came in third. She came in third female. She came in first all in the female division today. Yesterday in the race, she did. She is a runner. She also likes to teach. And she loves history and everything. She's 31 years old, and she's straight now, and she's really good. She just went out to a restaurant. I think they call it Taps or something like that. But she did a rodeo. She was involved with a rodeo or went to a rodeo. Which is in Davie, we have rodeos. So
she rode the bull.
I don't know if she rode the bull or not, but she went there. But the point is. She is somebody I know for a few years now, I met her through a friend who's no longer alive at the Marlins game in what I call Marlins Park. They call Lone Depot Park.
Right, Marlins. Yeah, I know the fish.
Yeah, but
baseball. Yeah.
Right, and I first thing I saw her, she had upper body strength and leg, and I said, "Are you a diva or a wrestler?" No, she just works out, but she runs. She's the first person I know that in my life that ran the Peoria Marathon, the New York Marathon, the Boston Marathon, and the Fort Lauderdale Marathon all the same year, and came in under 3 hours
That's
each
cool.
one. And she's
That's
out
cool.
there, and she is qualified for the Boston Marathon for the next 2-3 years. So,
you know,
but the point is, that's somebody.
That's what America's all about, guys. So, telling these kind of stories that the fake news media cannot do anymore, and I appreciate it, guys.
Actually, she got interviewed.
Yeah, go ahead.
She got interviewed. She got interviewed by ABC and by I think CBS down here. Because they did a story on that, but you know, what's really funny about her, or really cute about her, is that the day before her race, she goes, "Who's going to challenge the Queen?" And she goes, "Well, who's going to come out challenge the Queen?" And so nobody beats Queen Emily when we come back. Now Queen Emily became her nickname all the way through. So every race she goes, everybody knows her by Queen Emily.
That's cool.
Yeah. So the point is that you can follow your dreams, and you can go over. You can actually go and any kind of disability you might have, any kind of special needs you might have,
you can overcome it and
fulfill your passions and dreams, and live a great life. You don't need to focus on things to mooch off of, or to connive off of, or to grip off of, but instead actually do the best you can do and be a hero that way.
Yeah, don't be a cyberbully either. You know, no more cyberbullying, no more stalking. We don't need this kind of...
I want to tell you, we talk about cyberbullying, we expose the cyberbullies. And we expose him consistently. And it's not just about bullying us, other people. This guy likes to cyberbully people. He gets away with it because he claims mental health illness, but we don't think he's mentally ill. We think he's a narcissist, a cold, calculating narcissist, psychotic individual, a thug, and a criminal. We believe he uses his status as a means to get people to feel sorry for him.
Right.
But things are cornering him now, and they put him in a nursing home because of his health. The real reason possibly is because this way they can control him and keep an eye on him more than anything else, because because he cried wolf so many times that nobody believes how sick he really is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's his own fault.
Right.
You know, go ahead.
I just wanted to, because I gotta go. I'll be back on Wednesday, and I want to wish everybody a great night, a great week. God bless you. God bless the USA. Night all. Bye.
What a great show.
Good night, Scarlett. Okay. Anyway, we expose the corruption left and right. That's exposing. If you see something that's wrong, that's questionable, we expose it. Nobody's stalking here. Nobody's following. No one is going in and attacking HIPAA, because we don't violate that. But once you're a criminal and you are under investigation in the court, you don't have HIPAA protections, especially if the crime that you're committing is involved with HIPAA. And that's the thing. And if you're committing cyber stalking, doxing, and other stuff, you cannot run and hide by HIPAA anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's illegal, and I don't think any lawyer is going to lose his license or go to prison accessory after the fact, or a nursing home to lose their license, or get shut down as a conspiracy, as a accessory after the fact. Neither one will take the risk. Anyway, yeah. I want to end on a good note. This week is going to be a very busy week. We have a great show lined up on Wednesday at 8 o'clock. We have a radio show commentator supposed to be coming on. We'll give you more details as we get closer to Wednesday. We also have other things that we see, and you never
I'll
know
be there
what
on
happens.
Wednesday too. I'll be a guest back on Wednesday, too, because I know we got breaking news coming up this week, too, as well, because the biggest news is going to be the press secretary leaving the White House. So that's going to be a breaking news this week, guys. It's going to be a big news.
Yeah, well, you broke
news
you just broke that. You just broke that on this show because it wasn't for our
actually, up in the Wall Street Journal last night, so I found out 2 o'clock. Actually, this morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, from the Wall Street Journal, is
now,
where it came from.
Now we got it here, so that's a good thing. I want to thank you for coming on. I want to thank Scarlett. Thank you, Mark. Thanks for the people in the chat room.
You're welcome. Yeah,
and
it's a great show. You guys keep doing what you're doing because this is what America is all about, guys. Showing freedom
and respect.
We got
good news also. If you want to subscribe, you can actually subscribe now to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People podcast by going to either Anchor or Spotify, either one, and hit the subscribe button, and you can subscribe. It's only 99 cents a month, and if you do that, not only do you get newsletters, but you automatically get every podcast that we do automatically sent to you. You don't have to search for it or anything like that. So that's a good thing. Plus, we're on 119 countries. Well, now 119 countries worldwide, both the radio and the podcast. And we're working on
folks, here's the way of looking at it. $12 a year. $12 a year for, I'm sure you can do it one time payment, right? For $12, is that right? You can do it that way?
Yeah, you can do that too. You can do it that way. Anyway, I want to thank you so much. Thank you for coming on. We got working with also in Locals. I don't know if you know what Locals is, but the Locals app. I did a test run on it today. We're going to be doing on and off video live streams from there. Also for the Truth Is Out There, Voice of People. I want to thank you again and have a great evening, everyone. And see you on Wednesday, 8 p.m.
Thank you so much, Joe Goner. Thank you for your time. Thank you so much for this great program. Thank you, guys.
How about now?
Good job.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I gladly stand up today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.